Hello, this is Belinda Noah, and this is the first in a series of podcasts that I will be bringing to you concerning securities law. In this case, the company raising funds is owned by the protagonist of an upcoming motion picture, Princess Hialeah. Princess Hialeah wants to make sure that all of her fundraising complies with the applicable federal and state securities laws before offering or selling her securities to investors. Hence, she has come to me for advice. As her attorney, I explained to Princess Hialeah that the securities and exchange laws exist to ensure that potential investors are provided with accurate information so that they can make informed decisions. Compliance with the SEC laws is in alignment with the spirituality of Princess Hialeah because companies are prohibited from making false or misleading statements in connection with the sale of securities and will be liable for any violations. As a Floridian, Princess Hialeah owns a Florida corporation that produces motion pictures. Because she would like to raise capital, I tell her that there are various forms of debt or equity financing to choose from, such as an initial public offering, venture capital, private placement, and business loans. Princess Hialeah explains that her motion picture company is new. Thus, I explained to her that normally the venture capital and initial public offering forms of financing are utilized by established companies with revenue in excess of $2 million and with a capital investment of $1 million or more. Tomorrow, I will discuss in more detail the offerings available to Princess Hialeah. Until next time, this is Belinda Noah signing off. Have a great rest of your day and week. Thank you. This is Belinda Noah, and this is the second in a series of podcasts that I will be bringing to you concerning securities law, featuring Princess Hialeah as the issuer. Now, on the first podcast, I explained that I would be discussing some of the available offerings that Princess Hialeah may utilize as she moves forward with the raising of funds for her business. So if you haven't done so, make sure that you listen to the first episode of the Securities Law podcast. Now, by utilizing the private placement memorandum to raise funds, Princess Hialeah may avoid the disclosure requirements that apply to registered offerings, which are extensive and include descriptions of the company's current business operations, previous business performance, the use of funds, total number of issued shares, price per share, office and manager's background, audited financial statements, risk, executive compensation, and the legal status of the company. A private placement memorandum offer is one where there is no public advertising about the offering. The only way the company communicates with the potential investor is private. Thus, to avoid the registration requirements, Princess Hialeah's company may use one of a number of exemptions available under Regulation D of the Securities Act, as well as the exemption available under Title III of the Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act, Jobs Act. Now, Princess Hialeah agrees that she wants to avoid registration because she wants to remain a private company while keeping her cost of raising capital efficient and low. We now discuss which of the exemptions may be the best fit for Princess Hialeah's company. In general, before you offer securities to investors, you must register the offering with the relevant authorities. For the federal government, it is the Securities and Exchange Commission. And for the states, it is the applicable state agency responsible for securities compliance and regulation. I explained to Princess Hialeah that crowdfunding via Kickstarter and similar platforms is not offering securities because securities are defined as arrangements that allow the contributor of funds to receive a financial return on his or her investments, provided the investor is not actively involved in the management of the company. Now, on tomorrow, we will discuss the Jobs Act, the private placement memorandum, and other means of financial capital fundraising in even more detail. So please tune in on tomorrow. And until next time, this is Belinda Noah signing off. Have a great rest of your day and week. Thank you. Hello, this is Belinda Noah, and this is the third in a series of podcasts that I will be bringing to you concerning securities laws. Now, in this case, the issuer is Princess Hialeah, the protagonist of a upcoming motion picture. Now, in the previous podcast, I explained to Princess Hialeah that crowdfunding through Kickstarter and similar platforms is not offering securities. Now, I also noted that with the Jobs Act, the federal crowdfunding exemption, anyone can invest through the equity crowdfunding exemption. Now, this exemption allows all Americans, accredited and non-accredited, to invest in startups and businesses over the internet utilizing crowdfunding portals. To make an offer of equity on a crowdfunding portal
under the Jobs Act, the issuer must be a private company based in the United States. Therefore, Princess Hialeah's Florida corporation qualifies. However, investment companies, including mutual funds and private equity funds, may not raise capital through crowdfunding portals. Now, an issuer may raise up to $1,070,000 in any 12-month period through equity crowdfunding portals that are registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Issuers may sell to an unlimited number of investors in a deal within the $1,070,000 raise limit. Also, the issuer may publish a notice advertising certain specific offering terms and directing investors to the crowdfunding portal where the offering is being conducted. Until next time, this is Belinda Noah signing off. Have a great rest of your day and week. Thank you.